Dunoon sits on the Firth of Clyde. Once a popular resort for Glasgow day trippers, it's quieter here these days. The greystone shops and restaurants, many of which are empty, rely on passing coach parties for business. And although Dunoon isn't an island, it's more easily accessed by ferry than by road. It's a world apart from Westminster, something local residents here at Dunoon Community Centre were keen to tell us over a cup of tea.
Well, I think probably transport is one of the biggest issues that we have in this area, and that affects a lot of the generation. The ferries is obviously quite an expense for people, and it's not always regular.
Because of where we are geographically, it's a long drive round. We only have a community hospital as such here, and invariably we have to go, what we say, over the water to get to hospitals.
What's the broadband like here?
Broadband and the access, even general mobile phone coverage is pretty poor in most areas of Argyll.
If you live in Colin Tribe, that's a fairly good yoghurt pot and string service. But if you're here in parts of Dunoon, actually you probably get 5 or 6 megabytes a second, which in the real world isn't great.
So when you're thinking about the general election, what is going to influence your vote? Is it going to be those local issues that we've talked about, or is it the wider issues about the union? What's on people's minds? Christine?
I'm afraid I've had a bee in my bonnet ever since I came to live in Dunoon and had my eyes brought right into contact with our nuclear deterrent. And so to have a party standing for Westminster who firmly say that they want rid of nuclear weapons, I'm hoping that maybe the SNP actually mean it. And at the moment, I feel they do, and I feel hopeful, and that's one of the things that's driving me.
So you'd vote for the SNP on the basis that you want to see the back of Trident, but this is an area that has had a Lib Dem MP. It's considered quite safe Lib Dem territory. What's turning you away from the Lib Dems?
There's a lot of feeling, which I would probably be part of as well, that they have sold out by joining the coalition to a certain extent. A lot of the views that they had that people actually voted for are the bits that have been put aside under the last government. So I personally wouldn't be voting for Lib Dem anymore.
Will you tell us which way you might be voting?
I'm all over the place, if I'm actually brutally honest, because in some ways I believe one thing and then I don't, and then I change my bit. So I'm totally undecided.
I decided to join the SNP, although I'm not really a joiner of things, after the referendum, because within 24 hours of the referendum, the vow was being backtracked. Mm-hmm. We were saying, oh, well, no, maybe not. Maybe we shouldn't have said that. Maybe we shouldn't do that. And it became more and more obvious that they had just said exactly what they wanted to make people vote the way they wanted, and they weren't really interested. And we're seeing that now. Because the people who said, oh, don't go, don't leave us, are now saying it would be shocking if the Scots had anything to say in Westminster.
We've just driven an hour or so away from Dunoon and we've passed snow-capped mountains and beautiful hills. And all of a sudden you come across the barbed wire of the Faslane Navy base, which of course is home to the Trident nuclear deterrent. Keep going for another 5 miles, which is what I've done, and you arrive here in the pretty town of Helensburgh. There are trimmed hedges and trees in blossom. And standing at the water's edge, in front of me, there's a really peaceful scene with small boats bobbing on the water. But it's also through this lock that Vanguard submarines armed with Trident nuclear weapons sail through on their way to the Atlantic. And it's that naval base, it's those nuclear weapons that really change the politics here in Helensburgh.
We're in Helensburgh Sailing Club, which is essentially a dinghy club.
And like many of the residents of Helensburgh, Ian MacArthur used to work at the Faslane Navy Base. He's unequivocal in his support for the base and its weapons.
I've spent all my career in support of the nuclear deterrent, and I personally feel that that is my small contribution to keeping bullies in the world at bay. Helensburgh would really collapse if we should remove nuclear submarines from the base. Anything else that we put in the base just doesn't have the same impact in terms of jobs or income. 12,000 direct jobs, perhaps up to 40,000 affected. That's a lot of people for a wee country like Scotland.
Then in the context of this election, where a great deal has been attached to the possible success of the SNP and the role they might play in the next parliament, what does that make you think about the SNP in this constituency where it appears to be a serious contender?
It worries me that such a small number of people. It's perhaps SNP or 2 or 3% of the electorate UK-wide are going to try and dictate to the defence of the country. They shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be in a position to be able to do that. There's a much bigger part of the United Kingdom to decide on things like that.
So can I ask you the cheeky question now? Which way do you think you may vote in this election?
I voted Liberal last time. I'll keep my powder dry, I think.
Might you change your mind?
I might change my mind. I might be even further right.
This is the square in the centre of Helensburgh, and looking around, in front of me there's a large sandstone building draped in a huge blue banner which says Scottish Conservative and Unionist Party. To my left there's a corner property with yellow SNP posters in the window, and there are quite a few lampposts around the edge of the square, and they're all plastered with Conservative, SNP and Lib Dem posters. On just one of them there's a slightly hidden red Labour one. It really brings to life the conversations I've had with the candidates here, because this is a tight race between four main parties, despite what they may say. Alistair Redman is standing for the Conservatives, Mary Galbraith is Labour's candidate, and Brendan O'Hara represents the SNP. But first, the incumbent, Alan Reid of the Liberal Democrats.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a four-way race. The national opinion polls show the SNP are doing very well. They are the nearest challenger to myself. People on the unionist side of the argument who support Scotland staying in the United Kingdom are voting for me because I'm the person best placed to see off the SNP challenge.
Well, I'd say it's a two-way race between us and the SNP. The Lib Dems are very much a busted flush. And this notion that the unionist choice is the Lib Dem choice, I'm afraid that's just not true. You only have to look at our new campaign HQ in Helensburgh, which is staffed entirely by former Labour and former Lib Dem supporters who are now backing us as the best choice to beat the SNP.
This election is really a choice of two governments. The morning of 8th of May, we'll be waking up to either a Labour or a Tory government. A lot of people voted Lib Dem in the past to make sure that the Tories didn't get in Argyll and Bute, but that Lib Dem vote feel badly betrayed, and lots of them are returning to the Labour candidate on this occasion, we're finding.
My opponents are absolutely convinced it's a two-horse race, but they can't convince themselves of who's the second horse. So my argument has always been you vote for the person that you want to win. My opponents are squabbling among themselves as to who should be or who they believe is best placed to keep me out.